Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstkclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We will talk with Stephen Jones in just a few minutes, so get ready for that as we get ready. I mean, I feel like I am ready.
Oh.
As we get ready on our Pluckers Path to the Draft, brought to you by Pluckers, head out to one of the seven DFW locations for the draft day party on Thursday, the 28th, featuring all kinds of fan hosts. Now, this came
Name
up.
Name one.
You.
Where?
I mean, you tell me.
Plano.
Get us Plano.
I'm going to be in Plano right there at the Parker and Preston cross streets. In Plano. It's awesome. It's a great location, dude. You and I did that location before, so I'm excited about
absolutely.
That.
Are you going to bring us some of the good draft mojo?
Yes, absolutely, dude. I have all the good draft mojo.
Okay, now we talked about this earlier, somebody wanting the Cowboys to move way up in the draft, and so we will have to get to that in just a little bit, because right now on the Diamond Factory Hotline, we bring to you Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
We're doing really well. We are doing very well. We appreciate you jumping on with us. And I got to know, as we get closer to the draft, only 9 days away, I don't know what you can or cannot say about all of this, but do the situations involving Kelvin Joseph impact your thoughts about the defensive backfield and drafting cornerbacks going into the draft?
We are always into taking the best player on our board, as you know, and not unlike we did with CD. We took the best player there when we weren't necessarily needing a wide receiver. So, we try to have the depth, have what we need on our roster going into the draft so that we're not affected by being able to take the best player on the board.
We got word that, and I'm hoping you confirm this, that Kelvin Joseph was part of y'all's voluntary workouts. Is that the case? And if that is the case, do y'all believe he is in the clear legally then?
The investigation's ongoing. We're waiting to get all the information. But in the meantime, he was here yesterday and participating in the off-season program.
And then the last question I'm curious about that is, can you tell us when y'all found out that there could be an issue? Were you surprised by this since it had happened a month before? When did y'all find out that there could be issues involving Kelvin Joseph?
We're not going to comment any further on any of the details at this point. The investigation's ongoing. We're obviously getting a lot of details here, but that's all we're going to say at this point.
All right, Stephen, then I am kind of curious as you're looking at the personalities of players that you're drafting. You're looking at guys and you're going, okay, this is a college kid. I know what I was like in college. You know what you were like in college. And you're trying to kind of go through the mind of what they will grow into. What are those conversations like whenever you're having discussions about, okay, was this player, did he have a problem? Was he a great leader? Like, what are the discussions about personality and how important that is whenever you're bringing a guy in and drafting him?
Well, I think it's huge. I mean, you go into that with every player, and you certainly give grades on their character risk. And we go in depth. I would say, at least 25% of the report is based on the guy's character, football character, personal character, on and off the field, all the things that go into the makeup of what a football player is going to be like and what you project him to be like when he gets into the NFL. But it's certainly a big part of the evaluation process when we're taking a look at how he will fit in for the Dallas Cowboys, what we project him to be like both on and off the field. And certainly a big part of the evaluation.
So Kevin and I and Mike, whenever we're pitching ideas and topics for our show, we like to call Kevin the red team because he tries to shoot bullets in everything that we're trying to say.
What?
And so I'm just kind of curious, who's the voice in that room that's like, yeah, but is he this? Is this player this? And are y'all like, when are there lots of voices, or is there one that's just like, man, I want to know more about this specifically?
No, I think it's throughout the room. I mean, it's part of, and I assume we're still on the evaluation of, yes, football and personal character. But it comes out in a big way from the scouts, and then the questions come from not only the head coaches but the coordinators, the position coaches, and then naturally, of course, Will and Jerry and myself are all over it as well. And it's just something that, you compare them to players in the past who may have had, we can go down a laundry list of players who've had character issues that didn't have high grades in character that went on to be very successful. And we've certainly, had players that we've taken a risk on that hadn't worked out. So it is a risk-reward thing. But it's certainly a huge part of it, not unlike the medical is. And then certainly you get into, their physical traits, and then you just get into what type of football player they are. So there's certainly a lot that goes into the final grade. It's the full body of work.
Is this the most exhausting offseason that you can recall for yourself and for the Cowboys specifically?
Yeah, I think the biggest reason, I wouldn't call it exhausting. I'd just call it, hey, it's a challenge. It's work. It's, a lot that went into it, mainly because of the unique situation of the last 2 years with the pandemic and how it affected the salary cap in terms of not having its natural, if you will, increase each year. You weren't able to project that. You knew that the cap was not going to be naturally going up as you normally build into your contracts. So consequently, we had to really step back and be conservative, if you will, in terms of signing extensions to players. The other thing that played into that for us, obviously, was a new coaching staff with Coach McCarthy coming in. You want to make sure that the players that you have on the roster, how they're playing, how they fit the schemes, both offensively, defensively, and special teams, how they're going to fit in under the new staff. Obviously, unfortunately, we had to make a quick change on defense, so we had two different coordinators there in 2 years. So there were some challenges that aren't normally there, which kept us from, signing extensions to players we might normally would have, as well as having the challenge of having to make some tough decisions because the cap didn't necessarily project as high as we would have thought pre-pandemic. And so therein lied the challenges that we had to work through. So it did create, one of our biggest, I think probably our biggest free agent class, especially players that we feel like were really good football players. So that was our challenge out there. We feel like we did do a good job with it in terms of re-signing, for the most part, the players that we wanted and felt like we could keep under the current salary cap environment. And I do think that we were able to fill, for the most part, we're not done yet in free agency. We'll see what opportunities come up out there. But we feel like we can go into the draft pure again and pick the best players on our board.
When you say the players that you could keep, I've always been fascinated by that because I know every team has a different philosophy. What would you say to the fan base? Because as I'm sure you're aware, a lot of fans are upset about some of their favorite players going away or feeling like the talent level on this team has gone down. What would you say to people who look at the Los Angeles Rams who maybe don't pay as much attention to the long-term cap implications because they're like, we want to win now?
I think if we see the player that makes the difference in terms of whether we're going to win or lose games, then we're all in on stretching in terms of the salary cap and making something work. I think at the end of the day, you know, when you look at our team last year, we came up short. And although we have some really good football players, you know, from a perception standpoint, we have to make the decision, you know, in collaboration with our coaching staff, in collaboration with our personnel staff, is that good value for your cap dollars? And what that does enable you to do, if the right situation comes to you, then you can certainly make that decision and understand completely that there, you know, there's situations out there where our fans, you know, have thoughts as to where they would be spending the cap dollars. But, you know, I like the situation that we're in. I think we made some really good decisions, and I like where we're headed.
Steven, when it comes to depth, where do you like your depth more right now, at the wide receiver position or your offensive line?
I mean, you want all the above, if the truth be known. I mean, you look at what happened last year. Certainly Tyron Smith missed games. You had the pandemic situation where Zach missed a game. I mean, you know, the year before we had, you know, a handful of injuries that, you know, really put us in a tough situation. And at the same time, you know, you look at receivers and, you know, we had guys missing games there as well. But obviously Gallup missed quite a bit. CD missed from a concussion standpoint. And then certainly Amari did from a COVID standpoint. So, you know, and the right situation, you want to, you know, you want to be able to have guys step up, and you need depth in all areas, whether it's via the draft or free agency. You hope you get that accomplished.
Executive Vice President for the Cowboys, Steven Jones, join us here on the KNC Masterpiece, your home of the Dallas Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. And as we're looking at the draft, we're, you know, a couple weeks away here, getting really excited about it. Do you have a good feel for the price to trade up? And is there like a logical target you would like to aim for?
I just think, you know, you do have a feel in terms of the historic values that it takes to move up certain spots. And certainly, you know, in the first round, you know, in particular, to move up, you're going to be giving up, you know, a really good football player. You're going to be going, you know, one player for two. So it's got to be worth it. There are certainly players that we're very interested in as you move up. But we also know that this draft is probably deeper than it's been in years because of the COVID years, players were allowed. A lot of guys stayed in school and made the most of it, and have gotten themselves a move from a late to undraftable player to a very much a draftable player. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of things that we have to consider, but we're certainly always open-minded to moving up if the right player in the right situation's there.
Any particular positions y'all have got the sense that this draft is deeper than other positions?
I think there's a great group of defensive linemen in this draft, as well as a great group of receivers. They seems to be pretty deep in both places, and certainly those are places that and now us in particular, after losing Amari and said that you know, to add some a skill set there, to add a player there that would could help us win football games. And then at the same time, you never have enough defensive linemen, as we all know. And so those are great places for there to be a lot of depth. And there's also, I think, some unique players in this draft at both spots as well. So it's been very interesting in the, you know, in our draft preparations, seeing who might be there and who might can help us, and where we think the strength is. But you know, this time last year, we got to be honest, we didn't necessarily think we weren't thinking Mike at this point, 10 days, 2 weeks away from the draft. So you just have to really do your homework. You have to really prepare, knowing that you never know what situation you're going to be presented with, and you certainly want to have done your work up and down the board.
And Steven Broaddus and I were talking Friday, and we were having just kind of a discussion about the offensive line. And I think one of the things that I kind of missed last year was maybe nastiness on the offensive line, and like just just real gritty, nasty offensive linemen. And I'm kind of curious, we've kind of pinned guard as the spot. What are you looking for in a guard whenever you're looking for the entire package there?
Well, Zach Martin is the perfect example of a guy who wasn't on our really on our mind. If you would ask us a week before the draft started, we had four or five defensive players we really liked in the draft and really thought we were leaning more toward defense. And those guys went off the board and fairly quick order right in front of us. And then you have a guy who's a dominant guard type like Zach. But if you find me another Zach Martin, I agree with you. I'd take that all day long. The other thing, you know, to me that's interesting is the versatility of these offensive linemen are important too. As we all know, Zach's very capable of playing tackle if we needed him to. There's not a doubt in my mind he could move in and play center if we needed him to. Now, he's one of the premier guards playing right guard. You don't want to, you really don't want to sacrifice knowing what you have there as a dominant player in the NFL and Zach Martin. But if you were to draw one up, I'd just say go look at Zach Martin.
And you were mentioning some defensive players. You can blink twice if it was Aaron Donald.
We had him right there. And, of course, you're talking about two of the greatest players at their positions in Aaron Donald and Zach Martin. But, yeah, you got to say if you were going to draw up a three technique in the NFL, he's got to be one of the best to ever play the position.
Now, I know we'll get the opportunity to talk with you again on Friday. I am curious. We were kind of joking about it earlier. There are players that fans would like to spend their money on and everything like that in terms of the salary cap. How much are you maybe on social media, or how much are you in tune with the perception of Cowboys fans when it comes to the offseason? Because as I'm sure you can probably guess, this has been a frustrating offseason for a lot of Cowboys fans, myself included.
Well, I don't think you ever win the Super Bowl in the offseason. I think it's a full body of work, what you put together over time, and I certainly appreciate that. I mean, the biggest thing of all is, is it's been a long time since we have won a championship, and no one appreciates that more than myself, than Jerry, than the people in this organization that we, you've got to get over the hump. At the same time, we didn't last year with that same group of players. And, you know, sometimes you let a player move on and it allows other players to step up in even a bigger role. And, whether that's a C.D. Lamb or a Michael Gallup. I know, Amari was a great player for us, but this, might allow C.D. and Michael to step up and play an even bigger role, and who knows what their upside may be. So, there's a same thing with Dorrance Armstrong. I mean, we hated to lose Randy, we went down to the wire with him, but at the same time, you look at production, you look at what Dorrance Armstrong's done. He's right there from a production standpoint, with Randy. So I just feel good about where our football team is. I think we'll be a better team, and I think we can take the next step.
Appreciate your time very much, good sir. As we get closer and closer to the draft, we'll catch up with you again on Friday.
Thank you, guys. Great being on.
There you go, Stephen Jones right here on 105 Through the Fan. One of the things I was thinking of when he was answering that last question is whether people like the answers or not, he gave you insight into the line of thinking right there. Amari Cooper, we have CeeDee Lamb and Michael Gallup. Randy Gregory, we have Dorrance Armstrong. Like, you don't have to like those answers. Nobody has to like those answers. But they're telling you, he just said, you look at the production line of Randy Gregory and then somebody like Dorrance Armstrong. They're literally telling you their thought process there.
We have three more opportunities to take all the words he just said, twist them, and then get back to him and ask him for more. Just ask him real questions that we're going to be asked.
Okay.
Yeah.
I look forward
about
to
the draft.
I look forward to both of those opportunities.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.